Four Humboldt County and Mendocino County teams remain alive in the race for a North Coast Section Championship in football as we get set for the section semi-finals this weekend. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on those four schools in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including all the latest college football and college basketball, some local youth and high school soccer, how it was a particularly good fall for two HDNL JV football teams, how the College of the Redwoods volleyball players earned the respect of their opponents this season, some youth football championship news, and who was crowned elite champions in HDNL cross country. But first up, four local high school football teams remain in the chase for a North Coast Section Championship after successfully navigating their playoff openers last weekend. In the Division 6 bracket, the Arcata Tigers quickly bounced back from a regular season-ending loss at Ferndale with one of their most dominating performances of the fall in their playoff opener. One week after suffering their first loss of the season against the Ferndale Wildcats, the Tigers, who are seeded number one in their playoff bracket, made quick work of Bethel, storming out to a 33-point first-half lead on their way to a comprehensive 52-12 victory over the number 8 seeds. Cal Tucker took the opening kickoff all the way to the end zone to give the Tigers the lead in the opening seconds of the game, and they never looked back. The win sets up a semi-final showdown against number 5 seed Petaluma at the Redwood Bowl on Friday night. Also in action last week, the Del Norte Warriors won their playoff opener in the Division 7 bracket, edging Kelseyville 13-12 in Crescent City. The number 4 Warriors will now play at number 1 Moreau Catholic in their semi-final on Friday night after Moreau Catholic comfortably took care of St. Bernard's in their playoff opener, winning 49-14 and ending the Crusaders' season. If the Warriors can knock off the top seeds in the bracket in their semi-final, they could meet Ferndale in next week's Division 7 championship game. The number 2 seeded Wildcats also won their playoff opener to advance to this weekend's semi-finals, beating Vallejo 35-20 at Ferndale High School on Saturday afternoon. That win sets up a semi-final showdown against number 3 Piedmont this Saturday afternoon, after Piedmont defeated Fortuna 42-26 in their quarterfinal on Friday night. In Division 4 action, the Ukiah Wildcats also won their playoff opener, shutting out Alameda 35-0. The Wildcats, who are seeded number 1 in the bracket, will host number 5 Redwood in their semifinal at Ukiah High School on Friday night. In local JV football, meanwhile, it was a good fall for both St. Bernard's and Ferndale, who each won a conference championship. The Crusaders recently came into the final weekend of action as one of three teams still in with a chance of winning the Big Four title, and they secured the championship with a dominating 40-0 win over Del Norte in their final game. The Ferndale Wildcats went undefeated in the Little Four, winning all 6 of their games on the way to the championship. The league crown is the 3rd straight for the young Cats, but after sharing the title with McKinleyville 2 years ago and with Hoopa last year, this time around they won it outright. In local college football, College of the Redwoods quickly returned to winning ways 1 week after a disappointing loss to De Anza College. On Saturday afternoon, the Corsairs welcomed Cabrillo College to the Redwood Bowl and comfortably rolled over the Seahawks by a score of 65-9. With the win, the Corsairs improved to 7-2 on the season as they get set for a crucial regular season finale at Syracuse this weekend. Both CR and Syracuse are tied at 3-1 in the American Pacific 7 Conference, and the winner of Saturday afternoon's game will finish 2nd in conference play and will likely get to host a bowl game in early December. The Corsairs have hosted bowl games in each of the past 2 seasons, including last year when they hammered Hartnell 63-0 for their first bowl game win in 30 years. In local college basketball, meanwhile, the College of the Redwoods women's team split 2 games at the College of San Mateo crossover over the weekend. Former Arcata Tiger Aaliyah Prentice finished with a double-double as the Corsairs defeated Hartnell 61-47 on Friday night. She scored 20 points and added 11 rebounds. Former Eureka Logger Mariah Bowles also added 17 points and 7 rebounds, while South Fork's Cadence Young finished with 12 points. The CR women were unable to carry that momentum over into a Saturday game against San Mateo, which they lost 70-62. The Corsairs are now 3-2 on the season. In local college volleyball, the CR women closed out their season with a straight sets win over Syracuse on Friday. The win was just the fourth of the year for a shorthanded CR team that had just 8 players on their roster. However, the players earned the respect of their opponents with a series of hard-fought performances, with several of their opponents' players, coaches and parents noting how scrappy the team was throughout the season in spite of their struggles in terms of wins and losses. In local youth soccer, it was a good fall for a new Sequoia FC under 10 travel team. The young Humboldt County players only began practicing together in August, but they quickly came together as a team and finished second in their NorCal League with 8 wins in 9 games, including a pair of victories in their final 2 games over the weekend. In high school soccer, the Eureka Loggers won their 4th straight NCS championship with a 2-1 win over Fortuna last Friday. In local youth football, the Six Rivers Youth Football Conference hosted their championship games at Fortuna High School on Sunday, with 3 different champions crowned. Ferndale defeated Eel River in the AAA final, while McKinleyville won the AA championship and Eureka took home the single A title. And finally this week, the HDNL Cross Country Championships were held at the Arcata Marsh on Saturday, and it was a good day for the Arcata Tigers and for 2 Eureka runners. The Tigers took both team championships, while impressive Eureka sophomore Claire Gast won the girls' individual championship, and her teammate, senior Everett Docherty, won the boys' title. And that's this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.